Today, the Senate Judiciary Committee considers the nomination of Alabama Attorney General William Pryor to the 11th Circuit Court of Appeals in Atlanta. NPR Legal Affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg reports that Pryor may be President Bush's most controversial judicial nominee to date.
41-year-old Bill Pryor is an aggressive proponent of states' rights, a bitter critic of Roe v. Wade, a staunch defender of religious symbols and practices in public life, a supporter of laws that criminalize consenting adult homosexual conduct, and an opponent of federal laws aimed at protecting physical access for the disabled to public buildings. Today's hearing promises to be long and hot. It has been moved to a large room on the ground floor to accommodate the many people in wheelchairs expected to be there to protest the nomination. Almost every interest group in the Capitol is expected, from civil rights, women's, environmental and consumer groups opposing the nomination, to Christian and conservative groups supporting it. In the last day, there have been some new twists. The Log Cabin Republicans, an organization of gay GOP members, announced that it would oppose Pryor, the first time it's opposed a Bush judicial nominee. And the American Bar Association Screening Committee gave Pryor its lowest qualified rating, with a minority of committee members ranking him not qualified. At today's hearing, Pryor is expected to have some especially vociferous defenders, though, including his mentor, Alabama Senator Jeff Sessions, who was elected to the Senate some years after his own federal judicial nomination was defeated. Also on the committee is Texas Senator John Cornyn, who with Pryor helped found the Republican Attorneys General Association known as RAGA, an organization whose fundraising activities have raised widespread ethical questions. Pryor is credited with conceiving of RAGA, spurred by his opposition to the anti-tobacco lawsuit brought by a coalition of his colleagues, the kind of lawsuit that he sees as anti-business and anti-free enterprise. RAGA gives corporate contributors increasing amounts of access to its member attorneys general, depending on how much money the corporation gives. The money is funneled through the Republican National Committee as soft money and rechanneled back to candidates for attorney general. The system means there is no disclosure of which corporations give to which candidates. About half of the Republican attorneys general did not join the organization when it was organized several years ago, and some, like then-Arizona Attorney General Grant Woods, fought against it.
Most states don't allow corporate contributions to office holders, but here we have corporations making direct contributions. There's no question that it creates at least the appearance of a conflict when some of these same corporations are the ones that might be in need of investigation or prosecution.
Telephone calls to RAGA's office were not returned in preparation for this report, but ethics experts of all political stripes view RAGA with great doubt, some because contributors are not disclosed, and others for more fundamental reasons. Stephen Gillers is the author of perhaps the leading text on legal ethics.
Look, imagine that you hire a lawyer, and then you learn that while the lawyer was litigating your case, the lawyer was entertaining business offers from your adversary that would enrich the lawyer. And the lawyer says, well, don't worry. I didn't do anything that I wouldn't otherwise have done on your behalf. Don't worry about it. You'd be incensed.
In this case, says Gillers, the lawyer is the attorney general, the client is the people of the state, and contributions from corporations pose a conflict of interest. Republican Grant Wood says the very things he objected to about RAGA now should pose questions about Pryor's appointment to a lifetime judgeship.
Well, I would have great question of whether Mr. Pryor has the ability to be nonpartisan. I would say he was probably the most doctrinaire and the most partisan of any attorney general I dealt with in 8 years. So I think people would be wise to question whether or not he's the right person to be nonpartisan on the bench.
Democrats are hoping some Republicans in the Senate will break ranks on Pryor. If not, the nominee is a strong candidate for yet another filibuster. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.